Good evening. My name is Robin, and I'm one of the owners of the Wyndham House and Retreat. And I'd like to welcome you to this evening's webinar, which is on the facilities at the Wyndham House and Retreat. This is one in a series of webinars. And if you missed the earlier webinars, then please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you this evening. They'll give you a link to a page which has all of the previous webinars, from ones on fractional property to working with a large hotel chain. There's a lot of information there, and I hope you find it valuable. Before we begin, I'd just like to explain that I will be taking questions at the end, and I'd be delighted to answer any questions that you have. If you're unused to this software and you have a look on your screen, you'll see a small orange arrow. If you click on that small orange arrow, and here's my cup of tea, thank you, Marty, that's really good cup of tea there. And if you click on a small orange arrow, you'll see some boxes come up, and one of the boxes is for questions. So please put any questions you have whilst we're talking, and then at the end I'll get to it and answer the questions. Brilliant. So without further ado, let's start. At the moment, we have been spending a lot more time on these slides in the first webinars, but things are moving forward and things are getting better. So I'm just going to talk very briefly about the past. And when I'm talking about the past, I'm talking about the last few months. COVID-19 created massive uncertainty and was very worrying for lots of people. What it also caused was a stock market crash around the world. Indeed, today, the best figures I can find show that over $20 trillion have been wiped out from the value of stock markets. $20 trillion. Now, that's not that surprising when you think about it, because stock markets are always volatile. And the difference between, say, stocks and shares and other investments is an investment in a share can go down to absolute zero. Anyone invested in, say, Enron or Anderson over the years will know that you can have your shares wiped out overnight and you've lost absolutely everything. So during the COVID-19 uncertainty, the stock markets have reflected those concerns and that uncertainty and lost over $20 trillion. Also, to try and encourage economies to move forward, the governments reduced interest rates. But what that means is the banks then pass on those reductions to the customers, to us, which means our savings will earn a lot less interest. Indeed, at the moment, feel free to check any of the major banks, the actual interest rates which they're offering you on your normal savings is lower than the rate of inflation. So you can actually lose money today by investing your money in a bank. Also, as we just mentioned, you can lose all of your money by putting it into the stock market. So it's very difficult, worrying times when it comes to investments. However, positivity is returning. I love this poetic comment. There's always dawn after the darkness part of the night. Lockdowns are being eased. I'm in Spain at the moment, and our lockdown has started to be removed. And even from next Monday, bars and restaurants start being opened again. Which is great news, and it's great to see life return to the streets. Indeed, nearly all European countries have set structured timetables for the removal of lockdown. So the world is getting back to normal. Indeed, also, governments have been offering financial support. So they've been aware that people can't work, that people have to stay home on lockdown. And so governments have been offering financial support so that people can at least afford to live. And now the lockdown is slowly being removed. You can couple that with the feel good of being able to get on with our lives again. And every expert and consultant which I've checked into talking about what's going to happen now is talking about an inevitable tourism boom. People have been locked in for months. They haven't been able to go anywhere or do anything. They haven't been able to go out and drink or have a meal. But once the lockdown finishes properly and people can get out there and enjoy life again, every single statistic I've said, every single prediction I've seen is talking about a boom in tourism, which is wonderful. And there we go. There's a nice picture of the dawn after the darkest part of the night. So we talked about the stock market and we talked about banks. Another asset class, by far my favorite asset class, which most probably won't surprise you as an owner of a resort, is property. Now, there are basically three types of property. The first, the traditional one, is a property where you make money through capital appreciation. Maybe you buy a plot of land, such as you can see on your screen now, or a field or a property, and you sit on it and you wait for the price to go up. Maybe there's planning changes. Maybe a new airport, a new train station goes in. Something happens which makes your property, your land, more valuable. Now, the negative with this is obviously while you're waiting for that to happen, you don't make any income. The second form of property with an investment angle is the buy-to-let. We all know about buy-to-let properties. Now, buy-to-let properties, once again, you have the safety and security of owning an asset. Where stocks and shares, it can be wiped out. With property, it's almost impossible to be wiped out. So you have an asset. Also, you have someone staying in your property. So you don't have to wait for any returns. You're getting returns immediately. However, the problem with buy-to-lets can be that you're generally letting to one tenant or one family who's a tenant. And so all your eggs are in one basket. And if those tenants get into any form of trouble, they may not be able to pay you their rents. And if they can't pay your rent and you've got a mortgage, then you have to pay for the mortgage yourself with no rent money coming in to cover it. Which means A, you can get into financial trouble, and B, it means trying and get the people out, you may well involve a very long, timely, and very costly legal battle to remove your tenants. So it can become a big hassle and can also become very financially damaging to you to put all your eggs in one basket. Now, the third form of property, which I love, and I am undoubtedly biased, is tourism. Now, the reasons I love tourism is there's three main reasons. There we go, there's a lovely picture of tourism. The first one, it's by far the most resilient market. Now, the next slide I'm going to show you, we talk about that resilience. So I'll just move on quickly. It's fun. If you invest in a stock market, you're generally looking at the Financial Times. If you're investing in a buy-to-let, well, you can stand outside and look at your property. If you're investing in a tourism property, not only do you have safety, not only do you have rental returns, but you actually get to go and use it and enjoy it, which is incredible for an asset class. Like, it's safe, it's earning you more money than the bank, and you get to go there and have fun. And finally, you have multiple income opportunities. Oh, someone's clicking on something. What's happening? Okay. I presume I've been doing something wrong up until now. Should I start again? Okay. Yeah, multiple income opportunities. I have no idea what happened wrong there. I'm sure someone will tell me at the end what I did wrong. To explain that, when you had the buy-to-let, you had one person renting out your property for a long period of time. When it's a touristic property, then you have the people changing over maybe every week or every 2 weeks. Also, they generally pay for their hotels in advance. So what you have is your people paying for their hotel for staying in your property in advance. So you have the money and they're changing every week or 2 weeks. So you don't have the same problem that you have with the buy-to-let property. Okay. Now, I talked about the resilience of tourism, and if you have a look at this graph, it's a really important graph. And the reason this graph is so important is it shows how tourism has been affected by some huge problems in the past. For example, we have a coronavirus there in the shape of SARS. We also have September 11 and also the massive global economic crisis in 2008 and 2009. Now, if you look at that graph, what you can't fail to notice is that tourism is increasing. In fact, tourism is increasing dramatically, despite these shocks to the system. And the reason for that is generally simple. The world is becoming more affluent. People are having more money and they're getting more social time. And they want to use that affluence and they want to use that time off to spend it with the people they love, to spend it with their families, and to go on holiday and explore the world. That's why, despite every shock which has happened, tourism continues to grow. And there's nothing to say there'll be any reason why it won't continue to grow. So this slide is my favorite slide. Those of you who've seen our previous webinars will know that it's been in every single one of them. There's a very important reason for that, because no matter what you think of investment property, if you don't abide by this slide, you're less likely to make money. So if you are looking at buying an investment property, then unfortunately, you do not matter. And the reason you don't matter is because no one in the world has ever made a penny by buying a property. Anyone who thinks they have is mistaken. You can only ever make money if you can sell it or you can rent it. Now that sounds really obvious. Oh, you've got to be able to sell or rent your property. But if you're not renting out your property, you're not getting the income in. And if you don't sell it, then you don't get your exit and your final lump of money. Too many people buy a property for them and then in their mind say it's worth this, but it's only worth what someone else will pay for it. And it's only going to achieve your rental income dependent on how good the property is that people want to stay there. So it's really important that whenever you're thinking about buying a property, you forget you and you think of the person who may rent it off you and the person who may buy it off you. So big black screen, scary slide. For the rest of the webinar, I want you to keep this in mind, please. No matter what you think of this resort, if you don't think people are going to want to stay there, then do not consider investing, no matter how much you like it. Because in a touristic property, you need people to stay there to generate your returns and to fall in love with it and decide they want to buy it. So for the rest of the webinar, please look at what I'm talking about. And in your opinion, decide where you think people will want to go on holiday there. If you think they do, and they will, then please find out more. If you think that it looks a great resort, but you don't think people are going to want to go on holiday there, then you shouldn't proceed any further. So let's crack on. The Wyndham House and Retreat. There we go. What a beautiful picture of the chateau there. We'll talk about that in a second. So three very important points in relation to our resort. The first, Center Parcs is one of the most successful hotel brands in the whole of Europe. And the reason they're successful is for three distinct reasons. First of all, with Center Parcs, they nearly always build their resorts in an area of outstanding natural beauty, far away from a city or a major town. Secondly, they build a huge amount of facilities, far more than a normal hotel, and make sure that lots of them can be used when it's raining, because they understand that in Europe we have an inclement weather. So they make sure there's a vast amount of facilities from everyone from the age of 3 to the age of 80, and that it caters for people who are on holiday when it rains. And finally, guilt. Center Parcs marketing, and after this, please go on YouTube and have a look at some of Center Parcs marketing, is almost always the same. It's aimed at guilt, saying, do you spend enough time with your family? Do you spend enough time with your children? Do you spend enough time connecting back with nature and spending time in a beautiful rural area with the people you love most? Well, if you don't, then come to Center Parcs and you will. It's a very simple yet very powerful message. And that's why Center Parcs is so successful. So our mission was to create a world-class destination for those who love the idea of spending quality time connecting with their family in an area of outstanding natural beauty, but expect a far higher level of quality of service than they would get from a Center Parcs. And to help us achieve that, we're partnered by the most successful hotel chain in the world. Really proud to announce that we're working with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. And as I say, they're the largest hotel chain in the world with over 9,000 hotels worldwide, over 822,000 hotel rooms, and over 80 million loyalty card members. Yes, 80 million people worldwide who love Wyndham and have loyalty card membership. Incredibly important when you're thinking about that you need to sell and rent your property. Handy to be partnered with someone like that. So the estate, if you have a look at the estate there, obviously we can't picture the whole estate of the whole resort because it's too big. If you look in the bottom left, you can see the boutique hotel, which is a beautiful, stunning chateau pictured behind me. And in the top right, you can see the holiday village. So the resort itself is built in over 1 million, yes, over 1 million square meters of land. We have full planning for over 300 apartments and forest villas. And the forest villas are amazing. They're basically built like tree houses, but within a beautiful copse right by the main boutique chateau. And because they're detached, they have privacy, they have four bedrooms, they have their own hot tubs outside, jacuzzis, etc. And they're built on the edge of the copse, so you get stunning views out over the rolling golf courses. Absolutely amazing, stunning, stunning properties. We have the operating upscale chateau, which is a beautiful boutique hotel. Thoroughly recommend you take the opportunity to go stay there when it reopens. And a vast array of facilities, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And this isn't just an off-plan development. Phase one is completed and finished. We have the finished hotel, which when we bought it was basically derelict. We also have completed apartments, a completed building, and we have over 60 apartments now, which are at roof level. And so it's about 70% completed. So there's a lot happening on site and it's really moved forward. For example, here's a slide showing some of the construction. Now our construction company for the whole site is called Eiffage. And Eiffage are the second largest construction company in the whole of France. So we're delighted to be working with a company who has the capability to build a resort like this. And we're really, really pleased to be working with Eiffage. They're great partners. We have two different types of apartments. We have apartments in older character buildings. For example, this one here you can see is over 100 years old. And within this building, we're building a selection of apartments. But on top of the authentic character buildings you can see there, we also have new builds. And the new builds, they're all built to the same spec, whether they're authentic or whether they're the new builds. But you can see there with the new builds, we've been able to plan for some larger windows in because the area is so stunning. It's so beautiful. It's really important that you have as much windows as you can to take in that ambiance. Within the apartments themselves, we have high-end furnishings. If you have a look here, these are some of the furnishings within our completed apartments, which people are staying in at the moment, well, have been staying in at the moment before the virus. And it's really important to mention the way we do furnishings. If you go to many hotel chains anywhere around the world, you could go to a Hilton in Singapore or a Hilton in Bulgaria, you must probably find the furniture is the same. And the reason they do that is they want to ensure that the guest experience is at an equal and standard level no matter where the client goes in the world. And I understand that, but I think when people go on a holiday, they want to feel special. They've chosen that country for a reason. And with France, I mean, there's just so many reasons you could choose it. And one of our earlier webinars was all about the beauty of France and why people choose France. But if you're in France, you want your furnishings within the apartment to feel like you're in France. You want to take in the ambiance. You want to be in a hotel version of Beauty and the Beast. And that is why we ensure that our furnishings are reflective of the French experience. Weddings and events in the chateaus. We do a lot of weddings and a lot of events at this beautiful, stunning chateau you can see in the picture here. In fact, you can see a wedding going on there at the moment. Here is a couple who got married at the chateau walking down one of our beautiful staircases and some of the food which they had while they were getting at the wedding ceremony. Now, this slide, I actually took these photos myself. The chateau is a beautiful, stunning building, incredibly serene. But it also has a restaurant, an absolutely amazing restaurant. Now, the food shots we took here, as I say, they were taken by me. They weren't particularly well staged. And they're indicative of what you can expect. And that's so important. I really, really hope you get the opportunity to go and visit the chateau and try the food. It is incredible. Everything you would expect from French gastronomy. Now, the facilities themselves, other than the main hotel. The world-class bar facility, and it is world-class. What we have is a 16th century turreted chateau, and yet we're giving the whole of that chateau over to being a spa, and we built a 2,000 square meter extension on the back to cater for the pool and the other heat treatments. It's amazing. One of my real grumbles with the hotel industry is spas. Quite often, if you go to a spa in a more traditional style hotel, you find it's in the basement. And the reason it's in the basement, it was an afterthought. They tried to stick as many rooms as they could into the building, and then afterwards thought, let's make a spa. And quite often, you'll turn up and there'll be a long corridor with a Buddha at the end and some trickling water. You'll go into a small room with no windows, shock horror, because it's in the basement, which is 12 square meters, and they play whale music and give you a massage. That is not a spa. Even just one of our rooms within our spa, 50 square meters, is built within the turret of the ancient chateau. It has two copper roll-top bars for you to relax in after your treatments. The point of a spa is to make you feel incredible. It should be a journey from the moment you walk in to the moment you leave. And when you leave, you feel incredibly refreshed and relaxed. That's what a spa should be. It should make people feel incredible. And I'm adamant that's what this building will do. One of my favorite points of the building is the pool. You start off swimming inside, and without getting out of the pool, you end up swimming outside. Now, just cast your mind maybe to winter, where it's snow on the ground, and it's cold, and the air is crisp. And you swim outside in the heated water, and you lean back on one of the bubble beds. Bubble beds are kind of like jacuzzis, but they're just under the water, and the bubbles come up through the bed. So you're covered with the water, so you feel warm, but you get all the experience of all the bubbles coming up. And it's a really wonderful private experience. It's absolutely superb. Imagine you're laying back there, maybe with a glass of champagne, looking out over the snow, and you're surrounded by the hot water and the steam coming up. That is what we're talking about. That is what is so special. And that's what a spa should be. There you go. You see one of the treatment rooms there. And it gives you an idea of the look and feel of the spa itself. Not only do we have a spa, we have an 18-hole golf course, which is currently under construction. The first 10 holes are finished and just waiting to be seeded and for the grass to be cut. And then when everyone comes back to work, which I'll talk about in a minute, which isn't going to be long, then the last few holes are going to be finished. It's a wonderful golf course. The thing about golf courses, and I'm a terrible golfer, really bad, is the more golf courses I've played over the years, I realized that there's only so much you can actually do with bunkers and water hazards and trees. At the end of the day, there's only so much you can do. What makes a golf hole memorable is generally the view when you're there, what you see, how you feel. Now, this is where our golf course is world-beating. The stunning chateau we show you there is actually behind it is an arboretum, and it's called the English Wood. It's actually a lot higher than this. That's a picture from a CGI video. And the trees behind the chateau really set off the whole site. And in spring and in autumn, they change into resplendent kaleidoscopic colors from oranges and golds. And it's absolutely amazing. So you've got this backdrop to the beautiful chateau, but then you also have the 16th century turreted chateau. And you have the rolling grassland, numerous woodlands. We have three lakes on site. And it is almost impossible to find a spot on the site where you don't look and you think, wow, that's what a golf course should be. Here's more pictures of the golf course actually under construction there. Now the irrigation's in, the golf tees are in, etc. You can actually see the different areas of woodland were on the site. And it just goes to show that the golf course is almost there. And we've got the golf clubhouse, which is set opposite the main chateau. So whenever you start and you finish your round of golf, you get to see the chateaus, and obviously you get to finish at the restaurant and bar, which for some reason golfers seem to think is important. Trim trails. For those of you, I'm going to get told off for clapping again. For those of you who don't know what a trim trail is, a trim trail is generally a fitness track, fitness route, where you walk a particular period or jog or run that period. And then every, say, 200 or 300 meters, there's a fitness station. Usually, as such as these ones here you can see on your screen, they're made of really big, solid wood. And it'd be things like press-ups or pull-ups or walking along a balance beam, etc. Now, our trim trail is 2 miles long, and it borders the golf course and also goes into some of our woodland. So you get a 2 mile walk, jog or run, and then every couple of hundred meters, you have a fitness station to do. It's very, very popular at the moment, and I must actually enjoy doing them myself. Cycling. Sense Parks experience would not be Sense Parks experience without cycling. As you see there, we've chosen that picture very, very deliberately. You have a family, all age ranges, connecting on bikes. Now, the whole of our site, within the site, is pedestrian and no vehicle access allowed to make it safe for family cycling. But we really do encourage people with the stunning scenery and everything we have around us to rent the bikes and to go explore. It's a beautiful area. Mountain biking. The slope behind the chateau is actually quite steep in places. And we have mountain bike trails, numerous ones going down the woodland and the forest. And at the top of the forest, we have a mountain bike, a mountain bike jump course with various jumps, etc. Right at the top. And then when you finish playing with them, then you go down the mountain bike trails. I've only done mountain biking a few times, but we have lots of people who come and stay at the chateau who go and do the mountain bike trails, and they seem to love it. The Boutique Chateau Hotel, it is stunning. There's something about the building which is serene, something very different to it. And when you're there, you see why so many people go there for like healing holidays and spiritual holidays. We get that all the time. And it's difficult to explain without being there, but there's something truly special about this building. Fishing. We have rights on three different fishing lakes. And that picture was actually taken across one of the fishing lakes in the morning, looking out towards our equestrian center. And here's some of the fish. As you can see, they're huge, absolutely huge. And also interestingly, in England, fishing is the largest participation sport there is. Now, I don't know the figures for the rest of Europe, but it's really interesting that more people who actively do a sport do fishing than any other sport. So having the three fishing lakes and the fish of that size is obviously a great advantage for the resort. We have an equestrian center. Now, there's going to be a new and exciting announcement made in the next few months about our equestrian center. But at the moment, I'll just leave it that we have an equestrian center with full livery, so you can bring your own horse. And the area, it is an area of outstanding natural beauty. It's known also as the area of 1,000 lakes, and we have numerous woodlands and forests and copses. And that's why the hacks are so incredible. And if you're into horse riding, you'll absolutely adore exploring the area. Some more pictures there. So outdoor sports facilities, we have our golf, we have our cycling, we have jogging. There's three different jogging trails at the moment. We have the 2 mile one I was mentioning before, where you can stop every few hundred meters and do a trim trail exercise when it's completed. We have a 10 mile and a 5K run, all from the chateau. Indoor aquatic center. This should come as no surprise for anyone who's been to a center park, but basically it's a building with pools both inside and outside, and slides and lazy river and everything you expect from an indoor pool complex. But not only that, we actually have four pools on the site. We have a pool at the main chateau. We have a pool within the spa we were just mentioning, where you can swim inside and out. And we have the main pool within the building for in case it's raining, so it's to be used all year round. And then we also have an external outdoor pool, which was probably used more for laps, etc., and for proper swimming as opposed to play swimming. And we're really excited about this building. It's got hydrotherapy, it's obviously got restaurant, etc. within it, and there's some of the plans of everything you can do within the building. Wellness and gyms. We have a couple of gyms on site. It's mixed ability, so we have CV, we have weights, and of course we have the ubiquitous classes. And I don't do classes myself, but I know they're incredibly popular with gyms. And I've got a list, which maybe next week I'll publish the list of all the different classes we're looking at holding within the resort. And it's really interesting. My favorite. This is actually my favorite, which is a 1,600 square meter kids adventure zone. It's themed around the Three Musketeers. It's got a family restaurant within the building. It's all indoors. It's for all age ranges. You've got ball pools, but one of the great things is the laser quest. Now, if I jump on two pictures, now if you look at this plan here, the actual frame is painted in fluorescent paint. So of an evening, you turn the lights down and the frame glows, and it then becomes a laser quest arena. We already have the laser guns, and the laser quest is basically aimed at children, can run around there in the daytime, have an amazing fun in the evening, run around and shoot each other. And I just can't wait for that to be open. Really can't wait for that to be open. Within the mainframe itself, obviously you can see the slides. You've got foam ball guns where you're walking in and there's people firing the foam balls at you. You've got a little like go-karts you can hire within the, and go around. Absolutely incredible. Conference facilities. The resort is very, very strongly aimed at tourism. And if you look at the list of facilities, you can see that anyone going to stay there will have an amazing time. But the hotel industry has a very important component called MICE, which is meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. Now, in the old days when people used to go to a conference, they would turn up and they'd have to listen to a really boring guy like me stand up behind an A-frame and preach to them. Well, that world's moved on now. To get delegates to turn up now, you need to have some form of entertainment. So not only do we have conference facilities, the reason why Wyndham was so happy to partner with us is we offer a plethora of facilities for the delegates to undertake when they're not within the actual conference itself. So we have conference facilities for the large companies to hire out the rooms and for the delegates to stay there, but also loads of things for them to do when they're not actually being preached to. Battlefield Live. Now, this is exciting. There are generally two types of corporate shooting games, if you like. The first is paintball. And paintball is generally played outside with authentic looking guns, authentic looking camos. And with the guns, you are shooting a paintball. But the paintballs, when they hit you, hurt. And so some people will always object and refuse to do paintball, which isn't great from a corporate point of view. Then you have the other option, which is Laser Quest. Laser Quest works on light. So it's nearly always inside. And it has to be a dark room. And they usually cover this by having loud pumping music and try to make a sci-fi theme of it. Which, once again, doesn't really help with the corporate theme because no one can speak to each other because of the loud pumping music and flashing lights. Well, Battlefield Live is a system we bought the rights to from the States, which is absolutely incredible. It works on radio waves and up to 300 meters. So like paintball, you still have the authentic looking guns. You are still playing outside and you still get to wear, say, the combat fatigues. But unlike Laser Quest, it doesn't have to be indoors or dark with loud pumping music. And unlike paintball, you don't get hit by balls of paint. Instead, as I said, the range is 300 meters. When you shoot someone, it actually says, John has shot Claire. And Claire will say, Claire, you've been shot by John. None of this wiping the paint off your arms like in paintball and claiming you haven't been shot. But even better than that, you have commanders in control tents, and each commander will have a laptop. And on the laptop will there be a picture of the play area and also lots of little dots, which represents their team, because each team member has headphones and a GPS tracker on them. So the commander could talk to their team and arrange for ambushes and arrange for flanking maneuvers, etc., and even call in airstrikes. So it's absolutely incredible when it comes to corporate team building. And it offers all of the advantages of paintball and of Laser Quest put together. And obviously, there's a lot of leadership potential there as well, as you can see. So here's a summary of some of the on-site facilities, from the award-winning restaurants to the incredible Chateau Spa, the Chateau Boutique Hotel, 18-hole golf courses, well-stocked fishing lakes, Battlefield Live, gymnasiums, indoor pools, outdoor pools, the list goes on. Indeed, there's actually a huge list of facilities, which I'm not going to bore you with now. But if you are interested, please do not hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you today. They'll be delighted to give you a list of all the facilities and talk you through them. So, returns. Actually, I've had some great feedback this morning, so I'm just going to change the way I explain this. We give returns on investment when you give your property back to us to rent out. Now, that is, in essence, you will give your property to us and we will rent it out through the hotel, which will generate returns. And therefore, we give you the returns. What we do to take away a lot of the uncertainty to do with old, what's the occupancy rate going to be? What happens if someone doesn't rent my house? We give guaranteed returns. So if you give us back your property, we will give you a guaranteed return of 5% for the first year. This is because lots of the properties are off plan, and so it may take a year to build them. Then, for the next 6 years, we give you a guaranteed return of 6% per annum. And then for the next 5 years, we give you a guaranteed return of 8% per annum. Now, for fractional, which we'll talk about in a little bit, that's if you give us every single week. So in other words, if you want to go on holiday in any one year and you don't want to use your property, we will give you these returns. This is your worst case scenario if you never visit your holiday home. But of course, you can visit your holiday home. And if you decide to stay in it for any of the weeks which you own it, there's a reduction in the amount of rental return you get. And please speak to the person who introduced you today, and they'll explain all about it. However, if you buy a whole property, then we're doing a special offer at the moment that you actually get to use 4 weeks on in your property and enjoy all of the facilities, yet it doesn't affect your returns. But as I say, it's really important. Speak to the person who introduced you today. They can explain how you can get these guaranteed returns. And I love it because it takes away a lot of the risk and uncertainty when people are talking about buying a holiday home. And it ensures they always make a profit, which is incredibly important. However, once you've owned your property for a period of years, you may decide you want to sell it and move on. The world changes. So what we say is if after 5 years you wish to sell your property, we recommend that you sell it on the open market because we feel that's how you'll get the greatest return. But if you decide you wish to give it back to us to sell for you, then we'd be delighted to do that. What we also say is if we haven't sold your property after 6 months for 125% of the price you paid, then we will increase your rental return by a whole 1% per annum. Think about that. An estate agent on your high street saying, "If I can't sell your property for 6 months, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you money." It doesn't happen, does it? But we'll do that. That's how confident we are of our result. And likewise, if you've owned it for 10 years and you wish to sell it, then we think you should sell on the open market because you'll get the greatest opportunity for the capital appreciation. But if for whatever reason you decide you want to give it to us to sell on for you, if after 6 months we haven't managed to get you 150% of the price you paid, then we'll increase your rental return by 1% per annum. That's how confident we are in our result. And as I mentioned before, you can buy by full and fractional ownership. If you're not familiar with fractional ownership, it's a really exciting way of owning property. It's safe, secure, and profitable. Whoever introduced you here this evening will be absolutely delighted to talk you through it. But there was a webinar a few weeks ago where we discussed fractional properties, and you may want to have a quick look at that. So our special offer. At the moment, the borders are shut, but there's lots of good news happening. As I mentioned, the lockdowns are being reversed and people have been able to get back to their normal life. Indeed, we've been told that all the builders will be able to be back on site with us from the 18th of May. Yes, from the 18th of May, the construction work restarts. We're really, really excited about that. But that does mean that at the moment you can't visit the chateau, you can't visit the resort to have a look at it. And we've been thinking about this, we've come up with a solution. But before I mention a solution, I'll talk about how you would go about proceeding if you decide you'd like to buy a holiday home with us. The first thing you should do is speak to your sales consultant and make sure that you're talking about the right property for you. Too many people quite often will look at properties and decide they want to go for the biggest one, when maybe they don't actually need that many bedrooms. And find a property which really inspires you, which makes you feel proud that you're going to own this, and you can tell the Smiths over the road that you have this stunning holiday home in this amazing resort in France. And when you've found the right property for you, and you know it's the right thing for you to do, and you've checked all the paperwork and all the contracts and everything, then you can reserve a property, which means it gets taken off the market. And the small administration fee you'll pay will create your bespoke contracts and all the paperwork for you. Now, to reserve a property for a fraction costs only €500. And if you're going to buy a whole property, then the reservation fee is only €1,000. And what we say is once you've bought your property and you're handed the keys, we'll even refund that reservation fee for you. Now, what would normally happen once you've paid your reservation fee? As I say, we will create all the correct bespoke contracts just for you and for your holiday home. And then you would need to pay your first deposit generally within, say, 2 to 4 weeks. But I'm very aware that some people want to see the site before they want to go any further. And so we have created a special offer. And please speak to the person who introduced you to the webinar this evening, and they'll be absolutely delighted to explain what that special offer is. But it basically means you won't need to pay your deposit until you can see the site. And that's really important, because when you build a resort, the prices as you're building the resort go up and the returns go down. And we've already talked about how every single expert and consultant I've seen is talking about a tourism boom when lockdown finishes. So we're expecting to have a huge amount of people coming on site. And these site people coming on site are going to love it and they're going to want to buy. But as sales happen, the price increases. And as I mentioned, the deal decreases. So by reserving a property now with a small administration fee, you will lock in that price and lock in that deal until you go to look at the site. And as I say, there's a bit more to it, and speak to the person who introduced you. So you need to ensure that you will not lose out and have to pay more or get a worse deal. You can lock everything in now until you get to go see it. And if you do decide you wish to pay your deposit straight away, then the first year returns are paid up front anyway. So a virtual viewing trip. You're unlikely to want to buy a car without taking it for a test drive. Likewise, we fully understand that some people don't want to buy a holiday home, even if it's off plan, until they've seen the site. But with the current travel restrictions, that's very difficult. But we don't want anyone to miss out. So what we've done is we've found a solution, and it's not that link there. Well, it is that link there. But don't worry, you don't need to write it down. The person who introduced you will be delighted to send it to you. And that link will take you to a video page. And that video page looks like this. And it's a drone video taken of the site, showing all of the construction going on, how the golf course is moving on, how the properties are finished. It has a brief introduction by me for about 30 seconds. I do apologize about that. You'll also see that in that video, I have a lot more hair. That's because I did a charity shave your hair off on Facebook during lockdown, which I massively regret now. I look like a mole. And I was told that it would take between 6 to 8 weeks for your hair to grow back. They lied. It's not going back within 6 to 8 weeks, and I still look like a mole. But anyway, that video shows you a lot about the site, and it's really useful for getting a feel for the development and a feel for the resort. So I'd like to thank you very much for attending this evening's webinar. Next week is going to be on investing in tourism property. We're going to really focus in on that specific area. I do hope you found it enjoyable and informative. I know I've enjoyed doing it. I'm not sure what the problem was at the start of the webinar. I'm going to be delighted to speak to my IT man, Martin, in a minute to find out what didn't happen. But now I'm going to have a look at some questions. Now, thank you for putting the questions there. Unfortunately, my eyesight's not brilliant, so I'm going to have to lean forward to read them. Okay, so this is a question here. I believe the name is Hank. If I pronounce that incorrectly, I do apologize. Okay, what happens to the rental income after 11 years of ownership? After that, this is all mentioned in one of the previous webinars, but basically it's an idiosyncrasy of French law that you're only allowed to offer a lease for 11 years. Now, don't worry, when you buy your property, you own it forever, but the rental contract can only last for a maximum of 11 years. But when you look at the contract, you'll see that you have an automatically right of renewal for the minimum return you're already achieving, which will be 8%. Now, of course, by that time, I expect you to want to renegotiate us and say, look, 8% was great when I bought it 10 years ago, but we're going to generate a lot more now. So there most probably will be a period of renegotiation. But your worst case scenario is you have your returns guaranteed for 11 years. And at the end of the 11 years, you have a contractual obligation on us to either continue with your returns with a new contract or for you to renegotiate. But it's your home. You don't actually have to rent it out. You can live in it. You can rent it yourself. You can use another company. This is just an opportunity which we offer you. So I hope that helps. And the next question. I believe that is Javier. Sorry if I've said that, said your name wrong, Javier. How will this investment generate profits for me? Simple. You own your property, whether it's fractional or full ownership, and you give us your property to rent out when you're not staying in it. If you give us all of your property, as in you don't use any of that property in any given year, then you get the returns we just mentioned. If you're going to use it, then obviously it's common sense. We can't rent your property out while you're using it, so your returns get reduced. But please speak to the person who introduced you to the webinar this evening. They'll be delighted to go through it. It is slightly different from full and fractional ownership, and they'll be able to explain it to you. So thank you very much for that question, Javier. Having a look now, are there any more questions? It looks like no. Now, I will give it a few more minutes because we've had a few instances where I've said there's no more questions, and then about four or five have come up when I've turned it off. It looks like there's going to be no more questions. I'd like to thank you very much for attending the webinar this evening. I don't know what the IT issue was at the beginning, but hopefully it got sorted pretty quickly. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you. They'll be delighted to run through everything with you. And as I say, have a look at the old webinars. The first 5 to 10 minutes is usually very similar, so maybe you want to skip past them. But I just like to thank you very much and have a lovely evening. Thank you.